Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today we're talking about the best cat-friendly dog breeds. And of course, all dogs have different temperaments, but there are certain breeds that get along with cats that are gentle, low prey drive, and sociable breeds like Golden Retrievers, Labradors, Cavalier, King Charles Spaniels, and Pugs. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And of course, you know, we love to just suggest that you always adopt a fur baby, and sometimes it's good to maybe foster a cat or dog at home so you can see how they get along with your other pet. And as always, make sure you check with your vet and ask for their opinion. Your trusted vet is your best navigator. So this advice is from the American Kennel Club. Smaller affectionate dogs like Bichon Frises and Maltese are often good non-threatening options. And even larger gentle giants like the Grand Pyrenees can coexist peacefully. A Golden Retriever is known for their gentle, friendly, and non-aggressive temperament. A Labrador is kind of like a dude, like a hey dude surfer type, kind and easygoing. They make them good companions. Cavalier King Charles Spaniel are highly affectionate and being small, rarely intimidating to cats. But you also have to make sure that you adopt a cat that's not aggressive. You don't want them swiping a dog. You need to really check how your cat gets along with the dog. If you have a neighbor, perhaps bring your neighbor's dog over with your neighbor and see how your cat does even before you adopt a cat into a home with a dog or a dog into a home with a cat. A Bichon Frise is charming and affectionate and generally happy to coexist with other pets, and a collie is gentle, loving, and lack the intense chasing behavior of other herding. And Grand Pyrenees are often known to act as guardians for smaller pets. So you want to introduce dogs to cats at a young age. That's very key. An individual dog's low prey drive is more important than its breed alone. And proper training helps teach dogs to respect the cat's space. In reverse, proper training helps the cat get along with the dog. And small dogs are sometimes preferred to avoid the risk of serious injury. It's really important that you test this out in advance. It's just like when you have children, you don't know if what kinds of pets are good with young children. And most dog breeds can live calmly with a cat if they're socialized as puppies and are trained to leave the cat alone. Teaching your dog a leave a cue and strong stay can help keep the peace. Proper introductions help. It's a good idea. The cat always has an escape route. Never leave your new dog with your cat until you're positive they won't have issues. Well, you know, the individual personality, just like a husband and wife getting along, both the dog and cat will come into play. An older cat that likes to be left alone might not mix well with an overly bouncy puppy. Do your research before bringing a dog into your cat-owning family and vice versa. Speak with potential breeders. Again, I always encourage people to adopt a fur baby, not just go to a breeder, and always check with your vet. Basset hounds also are loyal, patient, and low-key, and training might be a bit of a challenge because a hound has a stubborn streak. Beagles were bred to hunt in packs, so they're typically friendly with other animals, and they're loving companions that are likely to see a cat as just another member of the pack. So, you know, this is all really, really, really important, and I encourage you to, you know, socialization, training, health, and grooming, important. Ask your vet what you need to know. Be open to testing the water before you bring them into the house, and never leave them along with, you know, each other until you're absolutely sure that they're not going to get into trouble. But once you know that your cat and your dog are going to be best friends, then your fur babies, you know, will be safe. So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Love your fur baby. And make sure that you have a good vet to help guide you through all this.